Callie felt safe again, finding the time to relax and even pose for some selfies in front of the globe. As she stared up at the mirror ball, Callie started to imagine performing on a stage under a glitter ball's spinning light.
Can I get one of these for my room?
You need a bigger bedroom first, or even a bigger house.
Callie couldn't turn away from the massive mosaic mirror ball. It was mesmerising.
What's this got to do with Blackpool? Is it because they do ballroom dancing here?
Maybe, Chica. Or maybe it's because people come here for a night on the tiles.
Callie's good mood was short-lived. She screamed, seeing two men pushing their way through the crowd, reflected on the mirror ball's surface. She couldn't see them well in the reflection, but she could tell they were scary-looking in their big dark coats. Then she felt something pressed into her back.
There you are, darling. You shouldn't wander off. I was so worried about you.
If Callie hadn't recognised the creepy voice, the vinegary smell of ketchup would have been a big giveaway. It was the crook they'd escaped from at the pier. The object digging into her back felt solid and a little bit spiky. Callie was pretty sure it was the end of the tranquilizer dart. She froze on the spot. Her heart began to thump again.
Now don't scream, dear. We wouldn't want to alarm all these people.
I think your perfume's doing that, mate. Why don't you try something more exotic in the future?